You say your life wasn't going anywhere. What would be some of the specifics?
Were you using drugs, or were you having difficulty with relationships, or what was the key?
Yeah, there was a time recently when I had to go through a 12-step exercise where I had to talk about, where I wanted to talk about the period before I came to Subud, because that was a time when I had an early failed marriage to which a child had been born, and I was very irresponsible. I had a job and I was provider the best I could, but mainly what I wanted to do was get high and just live a very hedonistic existence. That was what I wanted to do, and I thought that was okay. I thought it was right. I had no conscience about it. So conscience, I would say I began to get some conscience. If God starts working on you, I don't know how you can not get some conscience.
Is it a feeling that when you start getting a little taste of the spiritual life, that the getting high kind of, it's not that it's right or wrong, it just kind of loses its allure. Is that the case?
Well, for me, it cancels out the gifts that you get through surrendering to God. When I was a probationer in my first 3 months, I came to Latihan one night to sit outside, you know, as you do as a probationer, and I'd been drinking wine for a few hours. And I was living over in Marin County, and I drove across the Golden Gate Bridge, still drinking wine, came to the Latihan, sat down, and the Latihan started, and I couldn't tell you what happened, but something just literally blew me out the door. And the message was really clear, almost as if it was in plain English. It was like, don't come here like this. You know, this is not the place. You can't do that here. And it wasn't like being bawled out. It was just a fact that I didn't know before. And after I was told, I knew it, and I never did it again. And I've done a lot of drinking over the years, but not on Latihan night. I don't do that. Never did that. I don't drink at all now, so...
What about events that have happened here over the years? You said in the early days, a lot of music, especially in this room. Can you tell us about gigs and other events that happened here?
Well, the Sparker Band played here, of course. And the Sparker Band had gigs around town. Not very many. But I can't think of anything except just at Subud events. You know, there's always an entertainment night, and I always want to be part of that. I don't know why.
Well, because you're gifted.
Yeah. You know what's really exciting, super exciting, because it rarely happens, is to find another jazz musician who's in Subud, and there aren't very many. You know, a lot of musicians, but not real jazz musicians.
What are the similarities between Latihan and improvisation?
Oh, man. It's... improvisation is, it's also surrender. It's surrender. Yeah. I mean, if you learn to play a musical instrument and you know a little bit about how harmony works, then you can skate over your instrument, you know, and play some scales and arpeggios and things that kind of fit with the chords of a song. But it might not be very musical, but after you've been doing it for a while, then you really do shut down in terms of trying to be technical about it. For me it's complete surrender. It's got to be surrender. You have a structure that you observe. I mean, I know you know what I'm talking about.
A structure might be a melody, right?
Yeah, a melody or a set of chord changes, right, more likely. Right, right. That's the thing. And you try to, and if you've played something a million times, you don't have to think about them anymore. So in the Latihan, it has, it's like playing a tune in a way also. When you come to the Latihan, the tune that's being played in the room by the group that's in there might be different from time to time. Sometimes it's kind of harmonious. Other times it's distracting, and I have to work on not being distracted. I mean, if you're distracted in the Latihan and you feed it, well, then you're going to start getting resentful, you know, and you can't do that. I mean, it's not for that. Why would you waste your time with that?
Resentment is part of the toxin that you're trying to surrender or get rid of, purify as you're doing it. So
couldn't have said it better myself. Yeah.
You talked about your late wife, and I remember an event, I don't know how to put it, a talk in the other corner of this room, and Aberdeen was here, and an elderly member of Subud had passed away. It's not important what her name was, but she lived a long life. And
yeah.
And I said to Aberdeen, so what about this member? And he kind of shrugged his shoulders. It was not disrespectful.
Yeah.
But I was a little curious at first because it was an unusual reaction.
Uh-huh.
And he said, well, this person had done the Latihan for so long that, you know, death wasn't a problem. It was just the last surrender. I don't know what the situation is with your late beloved, but was there something in Subud that helped her make the transition?
Yeah, I'm sure that it did. She was already a pretty spiritually strong person without being pious or anything before she came to Subud, but she was surrendered to it. She was surrendered to everything at the time. She had cancer, and she was fighting what everybody always calls a valiant battle. She was doing that. And then, without saying anything about it, I could see there was a time when she changed and had surrendered to it. And she was in pretty good shape, and then suddenly she just died early one morning. It was a surprise to everybody. But she was pretty fearless. I mean, she was surrendered to it. She was very, very confident that she was going somewhere really nice. She used to, once in a while, when Lawrence Krauss died, she said, she told a lot of people about it, that she saw him just kind of floating away, and she said, bye-bye, Lawrence.
She was there at the moment of his death?
No, she wasn't.
Huh.
Yeah. But there was no sadness about it. I mean, she was sad to leave. My wife was sad to leave because she had young grandchildren that she enjoyed, and I'm sure she would have liked to spend more time with. And she told our daughter that she knew it was not a good time for her to leave, but she had to leave. She kind of apologized.